you were on your personal call. I finished the trends column.
Oh. You cut the whole intro? You know what? I don't miss it. Good idea.
Great idea.
Oh. What?
Nothing.
It's bad enough I have to watch you get promoted above me without having any knowledge of fashion. But now I have to have your ineptitude rubbed in my face.
You know what, Mark? I'm not going to keep having this argument with you. I know I'm not perfect, but Daniel and Wilhelmina picked me for a reason.
Yeah. Daniel's name is on the building, and you two are lafas.
You know, I have half a mind to march into Daniel's office right now and put this issue to rest once and for all. I would love to see the look on your face when Daniel says they gave me the job because they thought I would be a better editor than you.
Okay, I would love to hear him say those words.
Fine.
No, you're both so qualified.
Just give us the truth.
Your vote trumped Wilhelmina's, right? Because you're a meat.
Or was it simply that I had more potential as an editor?
It was a very hard decision for us to make.
Why are you sparing their feelings, Daniel? We tossed a coin. And you got your job, Betty, because you were tails.